Foreword by Councillor Martin Gannon, Leader of Gateshead Council and Chair of the North East Joint Transport Committee. On behalf of the North East Joint Transport Committee, NEJTC, I am delighted to present the draft North East Transport Plan. This is the first regional transport plan which sets out our collective ambitions up to 2035. Through its delivery, we will create a modern transport network that we're all proud of. Our schemes are ambitious, and are so far worth £6.1 billion, an amount which will grow as further schemes are developed over the lifetime of the plan. We believe this to be a fair share of national transport funding, which should be allocated to our region from central government to 2021 to 2035. These projects will help to protect our environment by providing attractive, carbon-neutral, sustainable transport for people across the North East. Our plans will also significantly fuel regional economic growth, which will help to boost job creation. Our region not only has the passion to drive forward this exciting plan, we also have the existing transport assets to provide a strong foundation upon which we can build. Here we set out how we will deliver this game-changing system, including greener travel options, which will greatly improve the physical and mental health of people across the North East. As we reflect on the significant challenges our region has faced in 2020, I am pleased to now turn to the future and consider how transport across the North East will look and feel in 2035. Developing our network is key to unlocking our green transport ambitions. It will boost our economy, increase connectivity across the North East, and help us to overcome long-standing health, social and economic inequalities. It is my hope that the public will fully engage with our draft plan to drive forward our vision of moving to a green, healthy, dynamic and thriving North East. We welcome members of the public to feedback on this document and share their aspirations for the future of regional transport. On behalf of the NEJTC, I would like to thank the public, our partners and stakeholders for playing their part in the development of this strategic transport plan. We look forward to the many discussions and debates that will take place in the coming months throughout this consultation.